Now, live from somewhere in Ireland, BuzzHub.info presents
The Jimmy and Luke Show.
Please welcome
Jimmy and Luke.
What? Oh yeah, welcome to the
Jimmy and Luke.
What was I saying?
Kusho.
Oh.
This is take two of the episode. We recorded 10 minutes of it before my phone froze.
Yeah.
It was Jimmy's fault. So, we have to start all over again. Yay. It is the last day before the Easter. The Easter holidays. I'm just going to go read all my messages now, and hopefully it doesn't freeze again. Let's see. Rosemary's Baby to air May 11th and May 15th on NBC. Jurassic World started shooting today. The E Street Band were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yesterday. What was I going to say? Oh yeah, Colbert. So Stephen Colbert. You know what Stephen Colbert was in? Stephen Colbert was in The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug. Did you know that? No, you didn't. Stephen Colbert was in The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug for 1 second in Lake Town when the camera was sort of panning down the street. You see him and he's like smoking a pipe or something. And he is taking over from David Letterman on CBS's The Late Show. Now Stephen Colbert hosts The Colbert Report on Comedy Central. And people love that show. It's got a big fan base. But the problem is, he hosts that show in character as, like, that kind of mentally challenged Republican guy, as far as I know. And he is not going to be hosting The Late Show on CBS in character. Meaning that, basically,
Gonzalo, how are you?
Well,
I mean, it's going to be a pretty fucking boring show.
I want you to download this game tonight.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a violent game or anything. It's called Facade, where you just, a random character, you go into these people's house for visits.
Why would I play a game, James? I don't play games like that. I play 2848 Puzzle to pass the time in school. I'm never going to play a game at home when I've got better things to do, like watch a good TV. No, I will not.
Why?
Because I probably will get addicted to it, and I don't want to waste my time doing that. I've got better things to be doing.
What kind of a game I find scary?
I spend enough time doing bit strips already.
So bit strips is the game you hate.
Well, it's like something that I spend 20 minutes a day playing with, and that's too much. I can't be spending that much time on something irrelevant like bit strips. But anyway.
Did you also get Lucy and it's feeding blue today? Because I got that as well.
Oh yeah, everyone gets the same ones. But I don't like the new ones. I go through the archive, but you can search for ones through the archive. But you can do greeting cards for birthdays, weddings.
I know.
I think I did one for us, didn't I? Maybe not. Anyway, you can see all of our bit strips that we've done with me and Jimmy and Kian and Michael and Johnny. They're all up on Jimmy and Luke, or facebook.com/Jimmy and Luke, which is our wonderful Facebook page. I highly recommend it. You can also find us on twitter.com/JimmyLukeShow, although it's not as good as our Facebook page. I will arise and go now, and go to Innisfree.
No, you won't. I'm going with you.
With a lake cabin built there of clay and wattles made.
Is this clay and wattles?
No, of clay, no, and, clay, and, clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, and a hive for the honeybee, and live alone in the bee loud glade, and I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the glades of morning to where the cricket sings, with midnight all a glimmer and noon a purple glow, and evening full of the linnet's wings. I will arise and go now, for all is night and day. I hear lake water lapping by low sounds by the shore, whether on the something or on whether on the roadside or on the pavement's gray, I hear it in the deep heart's core.
Really?
Lake Ottawa is free. W.B. Yeats. One of my favorite poems, probably, because I don't know that many poems. But I love that poem. It's very good. Of the shitty poems that we've had to listen to, that is by far the best.
Guess what? Stare into my eyes.
I don't want to.
Stare into my eyes.
I really don't want to.
Stare into my eyes. You passed the test.
What was
that?
What was that?
I don't know.
What was I just going to do? I was just going to say something and then you distracted me.
I know. That's the point.
Wait, the Lake Island Ministry... Oh, yeah. Sue Townsend died today.
Who? I heard the name.
Author of the Secret Diary of Adrian Mole series. I actually really dislike those books. Enough said.
But I've never read them, but like
I read like 20 pages of one and it really irritated me, so.
What else did she write?
Nothing else. She wrote like 50 of those books. I'll tell you though, right? It's like if R.L.
I know where it's from. I remember I saw it in like a.
It's like if R.L. Stein died. People would be like, oh, what else did he write? Oh, just Goosebumps. But I'll tell you this. Who am I talking about?
Sue
Townsend. Her books all are called like this. The insert something a teenage boy would produce here of Adrian Mole. The Secret Diary of Adrian Mole. The First Love of Adrian Mole. The Bowl of Semen of Adrian Mole. I don't know, but you know, she came up with these book titles. They're annoying books, but you know what? Rest in peace. She completes the trio of celebrity deaths this week. Mickey Rooney, 93. Peaches Geldof, 25.
When you say the name Mickey Rooney, I really want a pizza.
Sue Townsend, I think 69. I think she's 69.
That's an amazing age.
She lived to a good age.
I know, but I was something on the 69.
Yeah, shut up. So, your woman died. Wait, what else? So what else died at 69 recently? Who was it? Maybe it was it, no, Shirley Temple was 80, 85 or something. Who was it that died at 69 recently? There was someone else who died.
Okay, before you come with that, I'm going to go over to Google Drive document. Oh, no, yeah, I've opened the video already with the recipes. I'll just post the stuff up that we need to get.
Alright.
Yeah.
She confiscating that boy's harem. You know, she plays soccer for, like, a big team. We were going to go get an article or a picture, but we didn't bother.
Never thought of it.
What day is it today?
Friday.
Got to get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Weekend, party and party, fun. Looking forward to the weekend. I will bet you, listeners, I will bet you €1,000 that when we get back from our Easter break in 2 weeks' time, I will be but I will be ranting about some god-awful TV show that I've been watching. Oh my god, it's so amazing. You know, James, in an episode of ... there's a thing when ... Now, I don't know what it'll be. It might be House of Cards. It might be Portlandia. No one knows. It could be anything.
We can see the Blind Side again today. High five.
Really? No, I don't. So I'm gonna go do the yearbook. Well, I have to find Michael. Remind me to find Michael in the next 6 or 7 minutes.
Find four things again.
Oh, it's gonna be such a short episode. Fuck. Anyway, who cares?
Yeah.
Go interview someone. Let's
go find Michael and interview him right now.
Yes, go.
You wanna go find Michael?
Go find Michael.
I'll have to leave my bag here.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave my bag here as well.
Alright.
He's gonna come steal my bag. We'll only be in about a minute. If Michael's not here, then we'll just come back. But you know what? It's more interesting to walk around with him. I'm just gonna put this in my pocket. Let's go talk to Michael over here.
Michael's here.
I saw your Snapchat thing. That was really funny.
Did you like the cover with John and the thing we're doing?
Yeah.
Do you think it looks like a good cover?
Yeah.
I think it looks really cool.
Yeah, it looks cool.
She still seems a bit like, about it. But who gives a fuck? It's our decision.
She was like freaking out.
Whenever I tried to click.
Was she?
Yeah.
About what?
Like about the yearbook. She's like, oh my god, it's not John.
I woke up at 1:30 last night panicking about it. I genuinely did. Woke up at 1:30. I was like, oh my god, it's not gonna get done. Because the publisher file got corrupted. I lost like 10 pages.
So,
I do them all again.
Did you see that I deleted my granddad's article?
No.
Okay. You need to get rid of my granddad's article. Because I emailed my granddad.
We're 10 pages down.
That's okay.
Okay.
My granddad is rewriting it.
Oh.
Because there was some stuff that I put in there that you
all right.
Leave in.
Okay.
So you have to delete all that.
Okay.
And make sure that. Has anyone seen it?
I have. Kian has. Miss Higgins has.
That's it. Okay, that's fine then. Because it's kind of some of the stuff.
Okay.
So, he's rewriting it and I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Just delete that of it now.
The problem is we're kind of like 10 pages down.
How are you 10 pages
I don't know. Well, the sport reports, I thought, they'll fill loads of pages. Sport reports, yay. But they're all out of date. They're all from February and it's like, we will be playing this match in March. They're all completely out of date. So it would take about 3 hours to edit them, to make them kind of contemporary. I'm not really up to that because I don't understand sports. I just wish someone else would take care of that. So, do you want to come up and help us with that for like the first couple classes?
Please do.
Help me with the sport reports.
For the yearbook.
You just have to like help me edit them and make them seem a bit easy, like more modern. I don't know anything about. I don't even know how those sports work. So you know more about it than I do.
Johnny's here.
You did the map thing.
Hey.
Great. Michael's grandfather's article has had to be deleted because it's all factually or it's all like humiliating stuff. So
rewriting it. Yeah. It's okay. He's rewriting it.
Yeah. So. There's a page on Bobby Care and there's a page in the school bank that are in some weird corrupted file and I can't extract them and it's. Oh god, it's difficult, but anyway.
So when are you working on it?
Yeah.
Well, she said all day. I just want to get out of going into the collecting thing, so I'll do it all day. But you can just come and do the stuff with me when that's on if you want to, if you don't want to go.
Lucy, we should change the stuff giving on voluntary.
Yeah.
Where are they going?
Oh, Michael, you didn't see my bit strip of you, did you?
Where are
you? Did I send it to you? Did you think it looked like you? It didn't really.
Yeah. I distracted you.
Well, wait, so are you going to Mr. Fahy at all today, or?
Yeah.
When, the first couple of classes?
Pretty much.
If Kian comes in, we can go up to the computer room for the first couple of classes, but if he doesn't, I'll probably just go to class. Where's Miss Higgins, though? I need to be working on her MacBook on the publisher file. Yeah, I need to find her, though. I wish she had a room. It'd be so much easier if she had a room. All right. James. James? Ethan and Christina have sat down at their desk and have all their stuff. Can we go back and get it off them right now? James! They're like rooting through our bags.
Give me your number real quick.
Oh my god!
The number! you just type it in.
Just put it in for his fucking name or something. James, come on. Come on. You're dealing with this.
How dare you?
Sorry.
Mr. Parker. You want to send you, that's not me.
I don't want to, because then people will pass by and think that we're friendly with these people. I recorded that entire conversation just there. That was
fun.
Well, I was talking to Michael and stuff. He didn't know it. That's almost illegal, but it's still recording.
Oh, yeah.
His grandfather's article is apparently contains loads of private information that he didn't want to be told.
You just write it today.
No, Mike wrote it. But now his grandfather's rewriting it himself.
Oh.
disaster. The independence
is officially a failure.
I tried so hard to save it. Why is Mike out to be doing this stuff? And also now, what was I going to say? Kian has to come in. Or else, he said he'd come in, but I can't go up to the comp room until he comes in. Because Johnny and Michael are busy. Maybe I'll go to the first class. But then I don't want to go to the first class. It's such a depressing class. 8:52. All right, Bell's going to ring in a minute. That was a short-ass episode.
At least you got an interview.
What?
At least you got an interview.
I guess.
Hey, 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 hey